Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of self-care truth bombs because, let's be real, Gen Z is running on fumes and we need a serious recharge. Ever feel like your anxiety levels are higher than the price of gas these days? You know that feeling when scrolling through social media just makes you feel more inadequate? Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's why today's episode is all about how to practice self-care when you're feeling low, because babe, we gotta prioritize our mental health even when it feels like the world is trying to break us. Listen up, because I'm dropping some serious wisdom that'll have your therapist nodding in approval. First things first, ditch the "I don't have time for self-care" BS. We all do. It's not a luxury, it's essential. Think of it like charging your phone. You can't expect to function properly on empty, right? Same goes for your mental health. Next up, remember that self-care isn't about bubble baths and avocado toasts, although those are nice. It's about doing things that genuinely nourish your soul and bring you joy. Maybe it's hitting the gym, losing yourself in a good book, or finally watching all those episodes of Euphoria you've been putting off. Speaking of Euphoria, remember that toxic self-talk is like Nate Jacobs, just straight up bad news. Be kind to yourself, because you deserve it. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Replace them with positive affirmations, or just tell those haters to take a hike. You got this. Ooh, another game changer? Limit your screen time. I know, scrolling through TikTok is like crack for our generation, but seriously, too much screen time can wreak havoc on your mental health. Take regular breaks, step away from the phone, and go outside. Fresh air and sunshine are magic potions for a happier mood. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Reaching out to friends, family, or a therapist is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. We all need support sometimes, and there's no shame in admitting that you need a little extra help. All right, real talk time. Imagine this. You're scrolling through Instagram, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. You start feeling inadequate, down on yourself, and seriously questioning your own worth. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. But then you remember what we talked about today. Ditch the toxic self-talk, put down your phone, go for a walk, and remind yourself that you are amazing just the way you are. Listen, self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. What works for me might not work for you, so experiment and find what truly nourishes your soul. All right, Gen Z warriors, I'm dropping the mic on this one. Remember to prioritize your mental health, be kind to yourselves, and never forget your worth. And if you want to share your self-care rituals with me, hit me up in the DMs or tag me in a TikTok. Let's keep the conversation going. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast with your squad, because together we can slay the day, one self-care ritual at a time. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.